is a Pali word, upati, which means all your baggage, all your belongings. One of the purposes of the practice is learning how to put the baggage down, not to carry it around with you all the time. Even though the baggage isn't totally let down or totally put down until the attaining a total end of suffering, still it's good to learn how to practice when you catch yourself carrying baggage around. At the very least, try to keep the baggage as light as possible. As when you're sitting here right now. There's not much sitting here, it's just awareness and the body sitting here. But you find yourself carrying all kinds of other attitudes along with you. And some of them are helpful in the meditation, and some of them are not. So learn how to sort out the ones that aren't helpful and put them aside. A story they tell of a John Lee was going off into the forest one time with a group of lay students, and they all showed up at the train station in Bangkok. And a lot of these people had never been out in the forest meditating ever before in their lives. And so they brought along a lot of baggage, figuring, well, we're going to get on the train, and then when we get off the train, then we're going to take a ride into the little spot in the forest. So each person had about three or four bags. And John Lee saw this, and instead of getting on the train, he just started walking down the tracks. Now when the Ajahn walks down the tracks, everybody else has to walk down the tracks as well. So here are these people struggling with these huge loads they were carrying, and so of course they started complaining, why are you doing this? We can't do this, we can't walk down the tracks, we're carrying all these heavy loads. At first Ajahn Lee didn't say anything, he just kept walking. And finally he said, well, if it's heavy, throw it away. And so one by one the people stopped and sorted out their bags, and actually threw away a lot of their bags off on the side of the railroad track. Each person ended up carrying only one little bag of stuff that was just really necessary. Everything else got thrown into those lotus ponds that they have on the side of the railroad tracks in Bangkok. By the time they got to the next station, John Lee looked around. Everybody had only a very small load, and said that was when they were able to get on the train. So that's a good lesson for your meditation. As you're sitting here, you may have had a tiring day. Well, don't let that be a burden in your meditation. Or the meditation may have not been going well today. Don't let that be a burden in your meditation right now. Put all those thoughts aside and just be with what you've got right here. What have you got? You've got the body sitting here breathing. You've got the mind thinking and aware. So you've got all the raw materials you need, all the tools you need for a good meditation. And however good it's going to go, however well it's going to go, try to keep a good attitude towards the whole thing. In other words, in the beginning it may not seem to be going very well, but don't let that color your attitude to the next breath or the next breath. Keep a fresh attitude to each breath. Because the breath can change. The state of your body can change. As you're sitting here, you may get a sense of rest, a sense of ease. Okay, use that as part of the energy for sticking with the next breath and then the next. And as for any thoughts about how this is impossible, how can I be expected to sit? How can things go well when they haven't gone well today? Just put that aside. Remember, the most important thing you're bringing to the meditation is your present input, not events from the past or stories from the past. This is probably one of the most important lessons in meditating. Is that you can learn how to deal with anything that comes from the past if you have the right attitude in the present moment. Like a really good chef. You don't need a lot of ingredients. If you're a really good chef, you can walk into a kitchen and make good food out of whatever is there. So practice developing that attitude to the meditation. And don't be afraid of having the attitude that there is such a thing as good meditation and not so good meditation. I mean, where that attitude is useful is when you're looking back on the past few meditation sessions and they haven't gone particularly well. Well, just don't let that be a burden on the mind. But for the present moment, you've got all these possibilities, all these choices. You can focus on the breath in a particular way. You can breathe in all kinds of different ways. You can do a long breathing or short breathing, warm, lukewarm, cool, cold breathing, fast or slow, deep or shallow, broad or narrow. And there are all kinds of ways you can conceive of how the breath energy is coming in and out of the body. There's lots to play with here. And so get a sense of what's working and what's not. Because after all, the whole notion of skillful causes and good results, unskillful causes and bad results, that lies at the essence of the Four Noble Truths. So the Buddha never said not to pass judgment on things or not to be judicious in what you're doing. There's a difference between passing judgment and being judgmental. Being judgmental is you come with a lot of preconceived notions. Passing judgment means you look at what you're doing, you look at the results, and decide whether it's working or not. And if it's not working, change. Keep using your ingenuity to figure out what way of breathing is going to be good for the body right now. Sometimes if you're tired, you need some good, heavy, deep in and out, long in and out breathing. Or long in breaths and short out breaths to give yourself energy. If you're tight or tense, short in, long out can be relaxing. But you've got the choice. And if neither of those two kinds of breathing work, well, you can try all kinds of other breathing. You've got a whole hour to experiment with the breath to see what really feels right now. And you find that as you get more and more engrossed in the idea of choosing the right way of breathing right now, that all the baggage you've been carrying in from the past just gets put aside. As more and more of your attention, more and more of your alertness gets applied to the present moment. So there is such a thing as good meditation, there's such a thing as a meditation that doesn't go as well. But remember that the important element is what you bring in the present moment. What you bring to the present moment as opposed to what you bring from the past. And that way you find that things coming in from past karma, feelings of pain or pleasure, not nearly as important as what you make out of them. Because it's possible to take the potential for a pleasant feeling and actually make it painful. And vice versa, the potential for a painful feeling, you can actually make it more pleasant by the way you look at the feeling, by the way you relate to the feeling, which side of the feeling you're on. So the crucial element is what you're applying from in the present moment. And as you get more involved in this task of dealing with the present moment, you find that you don't have any room in your hands to hold the old baggage. So you can start letting some of that old baggage go. So carry only what's necessary. What's necessary? Being mindful. Just keep remembering. Stay with the breath. Stay with the breath. Being alert. Noticing what you're doing with the breath, how you're focusing on it, and which ways of focusing and which ways of conceiving of the breath are helpful and which ones are not. And then just sticking with it. That's really all you have to carry right now. All your other baggage you can put aside. If it really has useful things, it'll be waiting at the door for when you leave. But you don't need to load yourself down right now.